it inside. That's Cannon Howes into the ball game now. Cannon rockets the ball to the near sideline, and Tino dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Sheehy for three. Shot good.
We begin each game day within the paint.
Ryan Kern, 200 pass out on top. There's Vinny Schmidt for three. Shot good. Vinny Schmidt was up wide open. There was not a guy around.
We turn things over to KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will to get you set for tonight's game.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS in Grand Island at Central Catholic High School as Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on Centura in the district championship ball game. As I spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Tim Farmer. And coach, one cog in your little wheel here, the district championship as we move on to the state tournament next week. But this is one I'm sure your girls are set out to win.
Right. They're looking at it this way. We're hoping to go in with winning note instead of going in. I know they know we're going to be the two seed no matter if we win or lose, so sometimes that's difficult with kids, but we've been trying to talk them into coming out with the intensity that it takes to win this game. Doesn't matter who you play, you get to this level, they're here for a reason. So we're going to try and give a full effort. I know Lucy's going to come in and start for us tonight, and she had her little surgery thing on Tuesday, and doctor gave her the okay, and she feels really good. So we're going to see how it goes, and hopefully she can play her normal minutes, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Lucy Skoke did not play in the ball game against Sandy Creek during the sub-districts, and we probably missed her more than we thought we were going to miss her.
No doubt. Sandy Creek was able to score at the post, way more easier than what it was the first time we played them. So I'm sure Kathy's got her hands on this film and has a game plan for us tonight, pretty much the same thing.
Coach, what about your play during the sub-districts? A convincing win over Donovan Trumbull, and then kind of had to hang on at Sandy Creek before winning by, 15 points?
Right. Both of those games, we were able to utilize our guards pretty heavily and win those matchups. Tonight, I'm hoping, is a little bit of the same medicine, but Kathy's always, she's been coaching a long time, and I'm sure she's got a plan for us, I know they're going to try and go into the post a lot. Having Lucy will be a huge bonus for us that we didn't have in that second game of the sub-districts where Sandy Creek got away from us a little bit in the paint. But, again, our guards kind of took over in that game again, and hopefully they can do the same tonight.
Were you happy with what you got done during the sub-districts? You had a little adversity in that ball game against Sandy Creek that you were able to overcome, but you guys played pretty well.
Right. We were able to spread the floor and open things up a little bit against them. And for periods of that game, our shots were not falling the greatest. So we decided to just get everybody out wide and let our guards do their thing and attack the basket. And Chandra did a great job in the Sandy Creek game of getting to the rim. And Claire did her thing both games and just is as scrappy as she normally is. And everybody else did their roles pretty well. Without Lucy being in the mix, it sure makes a difference. And, we noticed it in that Sandy Creek game. And hopefully she can help us tonight because I know they got some real active and aggressive post players, Centura does. So, with Lucy being in there, it just helps a little bit in confidence at the same time. Our girls are hopefully mentally better prepared for tonight.
Chandra had a good sub-district tournament, 24 and 27 points in the two ball games. So talk about her play.
She did great. Both of those games, she was able to apply some pressure. And I know Coach Henry is kind of our career stat guy, and he brought it to my attention that Sandy Creek game enabled Chandra to – she became the all-time leading scorer at St. Cecilia's, I guess. And Claire is right behind. By the end of the season, Claire's going to end up second. So – they're both three-year starters for us, and we rely on them too pretty heavily. So I don't anticipate anything different than that tonight. But yeah, Chandra did her part, and Clara is always right there with them. Those two work so well together that hopefully tonight's the same stuff.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Centura as our pregame show continues after this.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up? With a Pepsi. Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey,
whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Hey,
Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Eastern St. Cecilia girls basketball coach Tim Farmer. It is St. Cecilia and Centura here tonight at Grand Island Central Catholic High School for the district championship. Centura coming in, coach, 18-8 in the season. Three of those losses have been to Kearney Catholic, so this is a good basketball team we'll see tonight.
Right. Kearney Catholic's pretty similar to us. I'm hoping to utilize kind of what they did against Centura all three times, and that's one, being able to run and use their athleticism and have a little bit of a bench effect, and I hope that's the case tonight. But we're definitely going to come out and pressure them and try and get them to get 7, 8, 9 deep on their bench. And I don't think they're real comfortable with that. You know, not too many teams at the C2 level are. So we're just kind of hoping to pressure them some and exhaust them to a degree that they have to dig deep into their bench. So we'll see what happens.
What about Centura? What are some of the things they do offensively and defensively want to be concerned about tonight?
I know the big concern is their post players. What they feed off each other real well. They look for each other. They seal well. You know, she does a great job coaching them. And so when that's the case, they're going to execute things, you know, better than most teams will. And I'm looking for a lot of that tonight. That's why having Lucy with us is going to be a huge boost as far as post defense. But at the same time, those defenders, post players, have to defend us, you know, on the other end. So if we can get out and run and keep them from getting too many good looks inside the paint, it should be a pretty good ball game.
Well, Lukowski and Gleason are the two girls. That's a majority of the scoring, the post players inside there for us. And other than that, just a couple of points per ball game. So a majority of their offense runs through those two girls inside.
Right. And we've seen the film, and we know which two that we're going to have to concentrate on. And we've already got somewhat of a plan for that, kind of the same we do in other instances where there's a primary guard and post. And so Carly's going to get the nod on the one, and then we're going to let Claire guard the other, because they run a lot of high screens and pick and pops with those two people. So again, hopefully we're somewhat prepared for it, but if we can at least make them too tired at some point, then it's not quite so easy to even knock down those open looks. So again, if our plan works, we'll know midway the second quarter how effective they are. If we need to make couple adjustments, we will, but we're anticipating them to do a lot of scoring, and we just hope to outscore them.
No doubt our game plan is to put a lot of pressure on them defensively, especially in the backcourt, and try to force the tempo, try to make this an up-tempo ball game tonight if we can.
Right, and the best part about that is it's not a change from what we do every game, so we know they're a little suspect at the guard spot in terms of depth and ball handling and those kinds of things, and so we do it every game. We're going to come out and do the same thing, and hopefully a certain percentage of those turn into transition layups. And you know, our defense, again, will dictate a lot of what our final score is. You know, we like to get in the 60s. I think we average about 64 points a game, and if we can get to that point, I think we have a good shot at winning this game just based on us being able to slow their big two down some.
All right, good.
Thank you.
Jim Farmer, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Centura tonight on 1230 KHS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. Tip-off is straight ahead.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. It all comes down to tonight, as the district finals are on Platte River Radio. For some teams, tonight's game is merely a stepping stone. On the way, in the march to Lincoln.
Schoak holds the ball above her head, tries to take it down to the baseline. It's out to Carly Wright. Now to Sheehy down the paint. She goes. Her shot is up there and in. She banks one home.
But for others, it's more simple. Win, and you're in. Lose, and the season is over.
3 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings High with the lead. Pankratz in the lane. Her shot good. Pankratz knocked down the play. Pankratz has got 8 points already in the ballgame.
It's this kind of atmosphere that every child dreams of. And now, that dream has a chance to come true. Let's go courtside and get you set for tonight's game.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to the Crusader Gym at Grand Island Central Catholic. It's the Class C2 District 5 Championship tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on the Centurions out of Centura. But first, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Playing of the national anthem, Hastings St. Cecilia coming in a mark of 20 wins, 3 losses on the season. The Hawkins beating Donovan Trumbull 68-13 in the sub-district. Finished that off with a win over Sandy Creek 62-47. Centura, they come in with a mark of 18 wins and 8 losses on the season. They beat Arcadia Loop City 74-40 in their opening round of the sub-district and then knocking off Ravenna by a score of 46-21. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Centurions, under head coach Kathy Battenbrink, they'll go with the Madison Myers. Myers is a 5'8" sophomore who's averaging 5.4 points per ball game. Casey Krolikowski is a 5'10" senior. Krolikowski is averaging 14.9 points per ball game. She's our leading scorer. Madeline Roth is a 6-foot junior. Madeline Roth is averaging 7.7 points per ball game. They've got Mariah Neville, who's a 5'5" senior. Neville is averaging 3.6 points per ball game. And the other starter is Annika Gleason, a 5'10" senior, averaging 12.5 points per ball game. Centura averaging 50 points per ball game in offense, giving up 34.5 on the defensive end. Hastings St. Cecilia will go with Little Sheehy, a 5'8" junior. Sheehy averaging 5.7 points per ball game. Blair Hamburger, 5'9" and a senior. Hamburger averaging 15.9 points per ball game. Sandra Farmer, the 5'3" junior, averaging 20 points per game. And Carly Wright, a 5'8" senior. Wright is averaging 4.7 points per ball game. Lucy Skoke getting a start tonight for St. Cecilia. She's a 6-foot sophomore. Skoke is averaging 3.8 points per ball game. Your starting lines are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Now with 3 locations at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So 6 district champions will be crowned tonight, and we'll have 2 wild card teams advance to the state tournament down in Lincoln next week. The other games going on in Class C2 tonight, Freeman is playing UTAN. That game will be in Waverly. Sutton is playing at Nebraska Christian tonight, or Sutton is playing Nebraska Christian. They're playing that game at Aurora. Also in Class C2, Guardian Angel Central Catholic against Twin River. That game is being played at Clarkson Lee tonight. Also in C2, at Wausau High School, you've got Crofton against Plainview. Here at Grand Island Central Catholic, Hastings St. Cecilia against Centura. And out of Sydney tonight, North Platte St. Pass is taking on Hemingford. So the 6 district champions and 2 wild cards advance to the state tournament down in Lincoln next week. Hastings St. Cecilia, if they're unable to come up with a win here tonight, the Hawkins are currently sitting at number 2 in the point standings. So they're almost a spot in the state tournament next week. In fact, they'll be the number 2 seed, we understand. So St. Cecilia is in no matter what happens here tonight in this basketball game. The same is not true for Centura. They're down around the 15th or 16th in the point standing, so they will need a win to advance to the state tournament next week. Other district games going on tonight. There's one in Class C1 in District 5 that's being held at Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Central City is playing Kearney Catholic. Also down in D1 tonight, D1 District 5 at Adams Central, Blue Hill is playing Axtell. And in D2, District 3 at St. Paul tonight, Spalding Academy is getting set to take on the Giltner Hornets. We'll keep you up to date on some of the scores throughout the broadcast here tonight. Good battle here in Class C2, District 5, Hastings St. Cecilia, 20-3 on the season, ranked number 3 in the state, up against the Centurions of Centura. They come at 18 wins and 8 losses. St. Cecilia controls the opening tip. The Hawkins going to be the home team on the scoreboard. They're going to be dressed in their home-standing whites here tonight, trimmed and lettered in blue. Centura is dressed in their black uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red. St. Cecilia with the ball, shooting to our basket to our left. Here's Farmer, spins at the elbow. Bounce pass goes down low. A shot is up there by Sheehy. No good. And the ball is brought out of there by Centura. Ryan Neville with a rebound there for the Centurions. Brings it down the near sideline, down to Myers. Entry pass to get it inside to Gleason. Now down the lane. A shot is up there and in. That's Maddie Roth scoring there for Centura. And the Centurions are out on top by a score of 2-0 here in this one. Oxen have the basketball tipped away from Farmer. Or rather, tipped away from a Hamburger. That's going to be Claire Hamburger playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it to Lucy Skoke. Now to Farmer back outside. This is going to be Hamburger. Drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal. She goes and her shot is up and in. Claire Hamburger scores there to tie things up at 2 points apiece. Just underway, 7-8 to play here in the first quarter from Grand Island Central Catholic High School here tonight. It is Centura and the St. Cecilia Hawkins. There's a pass to the far sideline, deflected out of bounds by Hamburger. One other game of note tonight, the Hastings High Tigers playing just down the street. They're down at Grand Island Senior High tonight, playing for the B5 District Championship. As they're playing Holdreach tonight, the Tigers are trying to qualify for the state tournament for the first time since 1998. That's going on tonight. And we'll have some scoring updates for you in that ball game as well. So stay with us. We're tied up at 2 points apiece here between Centura and the Hastings St. Cecilia. The Centurions work the ball with the ball in their offensive zone. Gleason has got it. Goes to the far sideline down at Neville. Bounce pass down low, and the shot is up there and in. Maddie Roth scoring again. So she's got both field goals here for Centura. 4-2 is the score. The Centurions have the lead. Here's Farmer driving the ball into the hole, and it's going to be knocked out of her hands by Roth. Picked up here by Centura as they come back the other way. The Centurions have the basketball. This is a Casey Krolikowski with the ball. She's her leading scorer, averaging 14.9 points per ball game. Here's Maddie Roth right at the top of the key. Now on the right side, that's going to be Myers with the ball. Myers moves it over to the left side. With the basketball there is going to be Maddie Roth. Now to Ryan Neville. She's being guarded out there by Farmer. The ball poked loose. Neville picks it back up. Neville having problems and throws it down in the corner. The ball's out of bounds. It's tipped out of bounds there by Skoke of St. Cecilia. So it's going to be Centura basketball. They will play things in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket, just underway. We're in the first quarter. 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Centura has got a 4-2 lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Pass comes out between the rings now. This is going to be Maddie Roth with the ball. Comes across the top to Madison Myers over on the wing on the left side. Then Neville, her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound is brought down here by Hamburger. Claire Hamburger runs her back the other way. Now for Hastings St. Cecilia in the offensive zone. Gives the ball off to Farmer. Sandra Farmer with the ball now for the Hawkettes. Moves it to the right side of the wing. Bounce pass inside. It's going to be tipped away from Skoke, and a foul is going to be called. Ryan Neville picks up the personal foul for Centura. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on the Centurions here in this first half of play. Down shooting situation. It'll be St. Cecilia playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 4-2 is the score. St. Cecilia is trailing here in the basketball game. They play it into Farmer. Her shot's going to be no good, but she's fouled into play. They'll be fouled into play from behind here. And the personal is going to go on Annika Gleason. That's going to be her first. And the first team foul in the Centurions. That's going to send Farmer to the free throw line here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Claire Hamburger has got the field goal so far for the Hawkettes, and now Farmer to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Sandra Farmer is 71% foul shooter in the season. She's averaging 20 points per ball game. Had a great sub-district tournament, scoring 24 and 27 points in the two ball games there last week. Second shot is up there and in. So now it's a 4-4 ball game. So we're tied up at 2 and now tied up at 4. Coming back the other way, driving is going to be Rother. Shots up there, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Farmer has got the ball, gets to the scope. Now to a Chandra Farmer. Into the offensive zone here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Dribbles to the left wing, now behind his screen. Farmer trying to get away. Now throws it inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Krolikowski, the first turnover at Hastings St. Cecilia. Casey Krolikowski is going to be fouled in a play, coming back the other way. Carly Wright is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be your first. Team foul number one called in St. Cecilia here in this first half of play. It'll be Centura playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it down in the corner to a Madison Myers. Out to the free throw line of Krolikowski. Moves it over to the elbow. And Shannon's up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Carly Wright for St. Cecilia. And she has problems with a dribble in backcourt. An unforced turnover there. And a double dribble violation is called in Carly Wright. Second turnover on St. Cecilia in the first quarter. So now Centura will play things in right in front of the scorer's table. With 4:46 to play in the first, we're tied up at 4 points apiece in this girls' district championship ball game tonight. Madison Myers, she throws it right into the hands of Hamburger. She takes off, drives in, and a foul is going to be called. Myers makes the errant pass, and then she comes down the defensive end and commits the personal foul. That's going to be the first foul on Madison Myers. And that's going to send Hamburger to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. Hamburger's a 71% foul shooter in the season. She's 60 out of 84 from the free throw line this year. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. St. Cecilia now 3 out of 3 on free throws this ball game. As a team, the Hawkettes are hitting 61% from the free throw line this season. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Hamburger hits a couple of free throws, and now the Hawkettes have the lead. 6-4 is the score. 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Grand Island Central Catholic High School here tonight. The boys will play here on Monday night against Ravenna in their district championship ball game. Here's a Krolikowski with the ball, takes it into the lane, and now we got a traveling violation. Krolikowski came to a stop there in the paint. Was trying to dish it off down low, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. First turnover on Centura here in the ball game. So now the Hawkins come back the other way. 6-4 the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the ball and the lead. Bounce pass comes over here to Hamburger out in 3 points there. It's right to Skoke at the free throw line. Dribbles down the lane. Kicks it out here to Little Sheehy. Takes the ball in the paint herself. Now drives to the hole and shots up there and in. Little Sheehy takes it to the hole and scores. And the Hawkins now have an 8-4 advantage over Centura. Here's Madison Myers. They feed it inside. That's a Roth with the ball. Goes over Skoker. Shot no good. Rebound Gleason under shot is up and in. Annika Gleason scoring there for Centura. That makes it an 8-6 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. Here's Claire Hamburger with the ball. Her pass is deflected by Gleason, but it's picked up here by Farmer. Chandra Farmer now with 3.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Brings it back out here in the three-point territory. Runs the offense behind the screen. Dumps it off inside to Skoke. Dribbles once in a traveling violation. It's calling Skoke. Turnover number 3 on Hastings St. Cecilia. End of the ball game now is going to be Emily Wells for Centura. So Wells comes in. Coming to the bench is going to be Mariah Neville. Another ball game for St. Cecilia is going to be Josie Brevet. And coming out will be Lucy Skoke. 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, 8-6 to score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. Casey Krolikowski bringing the ball back now for Centura. Starts off right, now brings it back to the center of the floor. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass comes over here to Madison Myers. Cruising it to the top of the key on the dribble. Goes over to Emily Wells. There's a pass to the free throw line deflected away from Roth. Maddie comes out here between the circles to grab the ball. Madison Myers spins at the elbow. Bounce pass down in the corner to Wells. Her shot is up there in. A three-pointer by Emily Wells as she comes in there. Nails the three from the deep right corner. 9-8 the score now. Centura's got the lead. Down in the corner. Here's Sheehy for three. Shot good. Little Sheehy throws up a three from the deep left corner there for the Hawkettes. And now Centura wants to call a timeout. Centura calls a timeout with 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, St. Cecilia's got the lead by the score of 11-9. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Centura playing the ball in here in backcourt, and St. Cecilia is going to be hit with a personal foul. Hamburger is hit with a personal foul, pressuring here in backcourt. A little bit too good that time as he is whistled for the personal foul. Her first team foul, number two on the Hawkettes. Centura will play things in here on the near sideline. They get it to Emily Wells. Wells works here against Farmer in backcourt. Now picks up the dribble in trouble. Wells gets the ball away, gets it to Korlikowski, races the ball in the offensive zone, then has the ball tipped away from behind by Carly Wright out of bounds. Safe to say, they thought they could pressure Centura into the backcourt here and create some turnovers. Head coach Tim Farmer thought their guards were a little susceptible to some defensive pressure. So we'll see how St. Cecilia attacks the rest of the ball game here. They're trailing, or now they're leading in the ball game by a score of 11-9. Here's Korlikowski with the ball to Emily Wells. Comes inside the free throw circle to Roth. Picked up there by Claire Hamburger of Hastings St. Cecilia. There's a pass on the near sideline to Korlikowski. Out between the circles again to Mandy Roth. Down to Madison Byers, dumps the ball down low, grabbing the ball. It's going to be Roth. Her shot is up there and in. Maddie Roth scoring there. She's got three field goals and 6 points already in the ball game for Centura. And now we're tied up at 11 points apiece here in the first quarter. Now here's a blocking foul as Claire Hamburger tried to drive it from the right corner to the goal. And she is fouled in a play here by McKenz Gorecki. So McKenz Gorecki picking up the personal foul there for Centura. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Centurions. To the free throw line again will be Hamburger, and her shot is up there and in. Claire Hamburger now with 5 points in the basketball game here for Hastings St. Cecilia. She is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Carly Wright checks out of the ball game now. Coming in will be Reagan Esch. 12-11, St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's the next shot that's up there and in by Hamburger. And Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead by the score of 13-11. Sandra Farmer now applying some pressure here in backcourt. Korlikowski brings the ball in the offensive zone. Now dribbles it down the right side of the lane to the goal. Her shot is up there and no good. She's fouled in the play. Casey Korlikowski taking the ball right to the rack there for Centura. And a personal foul is going to be called on Farmer. That's going to be your first. Team foul number three on the Hawkettes here in the first quarter to play. Casey Korlikowski to the free throw line for Centura. Her shot is up there. Her shot is good. She is their leading scorer, averaging 14.9 points per ball game and 4.7 rebounds per game. She also does a lot with the basketball. She's averaging 3.2 assists per game and 3 steals per ball game. So she's been the workhorse here on this basketball team. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Gleason, and she lays it in. Annika Gleason gets the offensive board and the putback. That's her second field goal of the ball game. And it's now a 14-13 ball game. A Centura surprising the Hawkettes here in this one. Here's Claire Hamburger driving the ball to the rack. And a foul is going to be called here. Hamburger took it from the left corner toward the goal. A personal foul is going to be called on Myers of Centura. That's going to be her second foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Centurions. Lucy Scope coming back in. Also coming back in will be Cameron Kissinger. It's going to be Lil Sheehy coming to the bench as well as Claire Hamburger. So St. Cecilia will play things into Skoke, who flips the ball back to Kissinger out between the rings now. Sandra Farmer open for three, takes it. A long three is up there, no good. And a long rebound comes out to Mariah Neville, who's into the ball game. Neville gets the ball away to Korlikowski. Here's a pass to Myers. The ball tipped away and is picked up by Farmer. Second turnover on Centura in the ball game. Sandra Farmer with the ball back outside. Reagan Esch. Reagan drives it down the left side of the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Centura wanted it traveling. They didn't get it. Rebound comes down here to the Centurions. Mariah Neville got the rebound. She flips it away to Korlikowski. Again, she'll bring it into the offensive zone. Shoves off against Farmer. No foul called there. Here's a Mariah Neville with the ball to the near sideline to Roth. Roth puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory to Myers. Entry pass inside to Roth. Back out to Gleason. Gleason brings it over on the wing on the right side of Madison Myers. Her pass down low is going to be out of bounds and a turnover on Centura. That's going to be turnover number 3 on the Centurions here in the ball game. You're listening to Class C-2-5 District Championship game tonight from Grand Island Central Catholic. Facing St. Cecilia and Centura here tonight. The Hawkins are down by 1 point here in the first quarter. Sandra Farmer has got the ball in the wing. Ball high above her head. Entry pass down low to Josie Preventer. Shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. Gleason picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Now for Centura. And that's going to send Josie Prevent to the free throw line here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Prevent's a 53% foul shooter in the season. She is 10 out of 19 from the free throw line, averaging 2.1 points per ball game. So Josie Prevent toes the mark here for St. Cecilia. Her shot is up there right down to the hole. It's good. Prevent had games of 2-2 in the two sub-district ball games over Donovan Trumbull and Sandy Creek last week. She gets her first point of the ball game here on a free throw. Preparing for charity toss number two. Looks up there. The shot is off of the mark. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Goreski. Goreski has got the ball now for Centura. So we're tied up at 14 points apiece. 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Centura has got the ball. Kowalikowski has got it. Now to Emily Wells. Brings it over to Myers. A long three is put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Prevent. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books here in the district championship ball game. The score after one, Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Centura 14. We'll have more after this.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care. And I think that that's just continued on.
I think the common core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
Aldrich down on top of the Hastings High Tigers, 11-10 after their first quarter down at Grand Island Senior High. That's in the B5 District Championship ball game. We're tied up at 14 points apiece here on C2 District 5 at Grand Island Central Catholic between the Hawkettes and the Centurions. Not anymore as Kowalikowski throws down a three-pointer from the left wing. Back the other way. There's a shot up there and in by Carly Wright. So a three-pointer by Kowalikowski and a two-pointer by Carly Wright here in the second quarter to play. And Centura now with a one-point lead over St. Cecilia. The score is 17-16. Casey Kowalikowski with the ball to Madison Myers to the free throw line to Roth. Her pass down the lane is going to be intercepted. Fourth turnover here on Centura. Farmer comes back the other way. Drives it right to the hole and scores. Sandra Farmer scores there for St. Cecilia. That's her first field goal. And now the Hawkettes are out on top by a score of 18-17. Just underway here in the second quarter at Grand Island Central Catholic High School here tonight. Madison Myers with the ball to Kowalikowski. Deep wing on the left side. Comes out now to Gleason. Gleason, a rainbow pass to the far side. Again, it's going to go to Madison Myers. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Comes over here to Emily Wells, who hit a three-pointer in the first quarter. There's a pass to Kowalikowski. Drops it down low to Gleason. And her shot is up and in. Annika Gleason now with three field goals and 6 points in the ball game for Centura. And the Centurions have a one-point lead, 9-8, over Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawkins back in their offensive zone. Here's Farmer with the ball, moves it to the wing. Sandra Farmer hands it up. That's going to be a hamburger. She drives it to the hole. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up, shoots, and scores. Claire Hamburger scores. She's got 8 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia back out on top by a score of 20-19. A seesaw battle here in the first quarter and 2 minutes in this contest. There's Kowalikowski driving for the hole. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lucy Skoke, down to Farmer. They get the ball ahead to Hamburger. Not about the three, but passes it up. Goes to Farmer. Out of Skoke, dribbles down the lane. A nice feed at the bottom of the baseline, and the shot is up there and in by Carly Wright. Skoke gets the assist. Carly Wright gets the field goal, and the Hawkettes go out on top now by a score of 22-19 in the second quarter with 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Madison Myers feeds the ball inside to Roth, and now we got a whistle, and we got a A traveling violation is called on Roth. That's going to be 5 turnovers on Centurion in the ball game. St. Cecilia's got 3. But now the Centurions want to call a timeout. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. We'll have more after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Get the night's sleep you deserve and save during the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct. Experience the Simmons Beauty Sleep Bureau Top, now only $3.99 for the queen size set. The Beauty Rest Recharge offers the firm support you prefer, now only $4.99 in the queen set. Up to 24 months special financing subject to credit approval. Hurry to the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska Christian out on top of Sutton in the second quarter. The score is 11-9. 22-19 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Centura. We're in the second period of play. Here's Farmer trying to drive the ball between a couple of defenders. The ball is knocked loose. Farmer picks it back up. Down to Lucy Scott to Carly Wright. Two-handed pass goes to the far side. Hamburger for 3. Shot in and out. No good. Rebound right. Follow shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Roth. Roth has got it down for Centura. Running back the other way to Casey Kwiatkowski. Her feet is going to be way over the head of Ryan Neville out of bounds. And a turnover on Centura. That's their 6th of the ball game. St. Cecilia in the first quarter, 3 out of 6 from the field, 50%. Centura was 6 out of 11 for 55%. St. Cecilia hit 1 out of 2 from 3-point territory. Centura was 1 out of 3. Centura out rebounding St. Cecilia in the first quarter, 7-4. There's a shot put up there by Sheehy. No good. Rebound Stoker. Shot no good. The ball is still loose down here in the baseline. It's finally into the hands of Sheehy, and her shot is up there and in. The ball came rolling to Little Sheehy. St. Cecilia saved it on the baseline. Little Sheehy scores in the paint. She's got 7 points in the ball game, and now the Hawkettes have their biggest lead of the contest at 24-19. That was just a scrappy bunch there for St. Cecilia, not giving up. Got the ball to Little Sheehy, and she scores easily to give the Hawkettes a 5-point lead. There's Emily Wells with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. They get it into Kwiatkowski. Turnaround jumper from 10 is good. Casey Kwiatkowski now with 6 points in the ball game, 24-21. Centura back to within 3 points. St. Cecilia with the ball. Hamburger comes out to Carly Wright, top of the key. Down to Little Sheehy, just to the left of the circle. Down in the corner, they get the ball to Farmer. Skip pass goes over to Hamburger. Her shot for 3 is no good. Rebound comes down to Roth. Roth gets the ball away to Kwiatkowski, and here come the Centurions. They have a chance to pull even here with a 3-point field goal. Good ball game so far. We're halfway through the second quarter. St. Cecilia with a lead over Centura, 24-21. There's a Roth to the ball at the free throw line. Passes up a wide open look. Goes over in the wing to Wells. Her pass out between the circles to Kwiatkowski is knocked loose, but Emily Kwiatkowski picks up the ball, brings it back to the center of the floor. Down to a Neville, about 25 feet away from the basket. Gleason. Top of the key, left side down to Wells. Picked up there by Sheehy of St. Cecilia. Wells drives it down on the baseline. That brings it up high on the block. Cross-court pass is going to be deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, it's going to be Centura basketball. Farmer was the last to touch it here for the Hawkettes. Josie Prevent coming to the ball game now. Lucy Skoke checks out. Skoke had surgery on Tuesday, and here she is. It's a Friday, and she's playing in this basketball game. Had a some surgery done on Tuesday, and the doctors gave her the okay. She practiced yesterday, and Skoke will be in and out of the ball game tonight. Tim Farmer's going to see how long that she can go in this basketball game here tonight. Ryan Neville with the ball. Gets it out to Roth. Her bounce pass deflected, but Roth picks it up at the top of the key. Prevett goes after it and can't get to it. There's Emily Wells on the wing on the left side, and she throws the ball down low, but a foul is going to be called. A holding foul here on the St. Cecilia. It's going to go on to Chandra Farmer. That's going to be your second. So 2 fouls on Farmer. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia guaranteed a spot in the state high school basketball tournament next week. St. Cecilia with enough power points that even if they would lose tonight, they'll still qualify. That's not the same story for Centura. There's a shot in the lane by Casey Kwiatkowski. Centura has to win to advance to the state tournament next week. The Centurions sitting at 18-8. On the season, down around the 15th in the power points. Here's a Claire Hamburger with the ball. Brings it out into three-point territory to Reagan Asher. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Roth. Maddie Roth with the ball now for Centura. Gives it away to Kwiatkowski. She brings it across the midcourt stripe here against Farmer. Krolikowski dribbles down the left side of the lane. A bounce pass out between the circles, deflected away. Picked up out there by Goreski, and now a foul is going to be called out here. Safe to say going after the ball, but they got a piece of the arm there on the Goreski, and a foul is called on the Hawkettes. It's going to go on Sheehy. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 on St. Cecilia here in the first half of play. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play. In the opening quarter, it's a 24-23 ball game. Facing St. Cecilia out on top, but Centura's got the basketball. Here's a Neville with the ball. Goes to the free throw line to Goreski. Her pass on the wing is going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball again to Krolikowski, and the ball was intercepted. 7 turnovers now on Centura. St. Cecilia back the other way. Sheehy for 3. Shot good. Little Sheehy's now got 10 points in the basketball game here for AC St. Cecilia, and the Hawkettes go back on top by 4 points at 27-23. Just by the 2-minute mark here in the second quarter. Madison Myers has got the ball. Myers sends it out on top now. That's a Goreski with the ball. All over her is going to be Hamburger defensively. Goreski takes it to the elbow. There's a feed over to Neville as she drives the ball to the rack, and a traveling violation is called on Neville as she took the ball to the hole there. Here comes Annika Gleason into the ball game now for Centura. Cameron Kissinger coming in for Hastings St. Cecilia. Reagan Ash will go to the bench. 1 minute, 42 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top here in the last C2 District 5 championship ball game tonight. 27-23 is the score. Kissinger with the ball on the wing on the left side. Comes inside the free throw circle now to Josie Prevent. Here's Sheehy. Down a Hamburger. Dribble penetration. One-hander is up there and in. Where Hamburger scores, she's now got 10 points in the ball game. And St. Cecilia is out on top by 6 now at 29-23. Pressure by Sheehy in backcourt. Madison Myers steps it across the 10-second line to Krolikowski down here in the corner. Krolikowski moves it to the elbow, and a foul is going to be called on Farmer. That's number 3. Chandra Farmer gets it with her third personal foul. And we got 107 to play here in this second quarter. So Chandra Farmer gets it with a personal foul, number 3 on her. Krolikowski will play the ball in. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Madison Myers. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Hamburger. Down to Sheehy. Sheehy takes the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Josie Prevett. Follow shot is up there, no good, and she's fouled in the play. A foul here is going to go on Annika Gleason. That's going to be her third foul. So Gleason picks up her third. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Josie Prevett. Prevent 1 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. She is 10 out of 19 for the season, 53%. Josie Prevent looks up there. Her shot is around the rim and falls off of the right side. No good. She'll get one more shot here. Emily Wells comes into the ballgame now for Centura. Krolikowski will come to the bench. Well, Krolikowski was going to come to the bench, and she was waved off. It's going to be Gleason coming to the pine instead. Krolikowski stays out there with 54 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, Josie Prevett with one more shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is loose and is picked up here by Krolikowski for Centura. So it's a 29-23 ball game. Facing St. Cecilia with a lead over the Centurions as we approach 40 seconds to go. Myers sends it to the free throw line to Mariah Neville. Drives it down the lane and she's hit on the play. And another foul is going to be called. Josie Prevett picks up her personal foul, or does she? That's going to be Farmer. That's going to be her third. That last foul went on Sheehy. That we thought was a Farmer's third. That actually went on Sheehy. So now Farmer does have 3. The shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Mariah Neville. That's the first point of the ball game by Neville. Now Farmer is going to come out here for the final 37 seconds of the second quarter. Carly Wright's going to check back in. 29-24 is the score. The Hawkettes out on top by 5. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Neville. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Carly Wright has got the ball for the Hawkettes. Now to Hamburger, right sideline. Hamburger brings it to the left side of the floor. Now circles around down the right side of the lane. Stomps in the baseline. Gets it down to Kissinger. Out on top to Carly Wright. 20 seconds to play in the second quarter. Wright has problems with a dribble. Now that's loose and finally picked up here by Hamburger. Sends it down in the corner to Kissinger. Back out to Hamburger. And she backs it on out now. 10 seconds to play. Here in this second quarter, Hamburger comes over to Josie Prevett. Back to Hamburger, a deep three from the right side. Shot good.
Claire Hamburger found her spot over there in the right wing and cans a long-range jumper, and that is the end of the first half of play. Hastings Saints Cecilia will have the lead here at halftime tonight over Centura by 8 points. The score, Hastings Saints Cecilia 32 and Centura 24. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. A tight ball game here in the first half of play. We were tied up at 2, tied up at 4 in the first quarter of play before St. Cecilia went on top by a score of 8-4. Centura then scores 5 straight points to lead 9-8. We were tied up at 11 points apiece, and we were tied up at 14 points apiece after the first quarter here tonight. In quarter number 2, facing St. Cecilia got out to a 5-point lead at 24-19 with 4 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Hawkins led by 6 at 29-23. Now the Hawkins with a lead here at halftime by a score of 32-24. We'll get you some halftime scoring numbers for you. Brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop for the Food Cupboard and save big today. For Centura, they're being led so far by Casey Krolikowski. Krolikowski's got 8 points in the basketball game. She's knocked down 1 3-pointer. She's got 2 2-point field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Maddie Roth has got 3 2-point field goals for 6. Annika Gleason has got 3 field goals and 6 points. The other scorers, Emily Wells has knocked down a tray for 3 points, and Mariah Neville is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1. Centura is 2 out of 4 from the stripe here in the first half of play. Hastings St. Cecilia being led by Claire Hamburger so far. Hamburger has got 13 points in the ball game. She's got 3 2-point field goals, and she's got 1 3, and she is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Hamburger leading the way for St. Cecilia with 13. Little Sheehy, she's got 10 points in the ball game. Sheehy has knocked down 2 3-pointers, and she's got 2 2-point field goals. She's got 10 points. Sandra Farmer has been held to just 4 points here. Farmer's got a field goal. She's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Carly Wright has got a couple of field goals for 4 points. And Josie Prevett, 1 out of 4 from the free throw line for St. Cecilia here in this first half of play. The Hawkettes from the free throw line in the first half, they're hitting 7 out of 10 from the charity stripe. So St. Cecilia with a lead over Centura at the break. The score is 32-24. Shooting numbers in the ball game here in the first half. Hastings St. Cecilia, 11 out of 21 from the field, 52%. Centura is hitting 10 out of 15 shots for 67%. Hastings St. Cecilia, 3 out of 7 on 3-pointers for 43%.
Centura, 2 out of 5 for 40%. The rebounds right now, Centura's got 12. Hastings St. Cecilia's got 11. Centura's got 2 offensive rebounds and 10 on defense. St. Cecilia's got 6 offensive rebounds and 5 on defense. St. Cecilia's turned the ball over 3 times here in the basketball game. Centura, they've got 9 turnovers. St. Cecilia's got 3 steals. Centura's got 2. St. Cecilia with no block shots so far. Centura has got 1. Again, the Hawkeyes, they have the lead here at halftime over the Centurions. The score is 32-24. Halftime numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings, located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street. Shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. 32-24, our score at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Centura. We'll have more after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you here tonight. Class C2 District 5 championship between Hastings St. Cecilia and Centura. The Hawkettes out on top here at the halftime break. The score is 32-24. We'll get you some scores tonight brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct, located just south of the Sonic Drive-In on South Burlington and Hastings, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. At the B5 District Tournament at Grand Island Senior High, the Hastings High Tigers seeking their first state tournament berth since 1998. All they've got to do is win tonight over Holdridge, and they're in. The Tigers have the lead at halftime over Holdridge. The score is 26-21. The Dusters are seeking their 11th consecutive trip to the state tournament. But so far, Hastings High, they've got the lead over the Dusters at halftime by a score of 26-21. St. Francis is out on top of Howell's Dodge by the score of 33-29. That game is at halftime. Also in district play, Ainsworth is leading Shadron by a score of 22-21 at halftime. We see Creighton and Emerson Hubbard are playing tonight. Creighton has got the lead over Emerson Hubbard by a score of 20-18. York is playing Beatrice tonight in Class B. That's a district game. And York and Beatrice are tied up at 22 points apiece. Wynot's got the lead in their district championship over Stewart. They got 5 minutes to play in the first half. The score is 17-13. From Waverly in a Class C2 District 1 championship ball game. It's Freeman 24 and Utan 24. Crofton, the number one ranked team in Class C2. They're blasting Plainview in their district championship ball game by a score of 40-18. Actually, 40-8 is the score there. Crofton has got the lead over Plainview 40-8. Crofton, number one ranked of the defending champs in Class C2. Fall City Sacred Heart has got the lead over Hampton in Class D2. The score is 24-10. It's the Kearney Catholic with a lead over Central City in the ballgame going out. The Osborne Sports Complex tonight there at halftime. Kearney Catholic 19 and Central City 15. Elkhorn South has got the lead over Omaha Gross 20-16. They are at halftime as well. See if we got anything else rolling in here. Class C2, District 2 championship ball game. Sutton has got the lead over Nebraska Christian at the break by a score of 19
to 18. Also at halftime, Blue Hill has got the lead over Axtell. So the area teams are faring well so far. Blue Hill's leading Axtell by a score of 21-14. They are at halftime. And let's see, we got anything else. Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, and Friend, they're playing tonight. Friend has got a 29-26 lead at halftime in that district championship ball game. Our scores tonight brought to you by our fine folks at Furniture Direct of Hastings. Remember, you can check them out online at furnituredirecthastings.net or stop in person. Real easy to find. They're just south of the Sonic Drive-In on South Burlington in Hastings. So the second half is underway. Hastings St. Cecilia and Centura here tonight on 1230 KHIS. It's the Hawkettes out of top by a score of 32-24 here at the break. There's a long-range jumper right off the bat by Farmer. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Maddie Roth. So Centura, they'll shoot to our basket to our left. Here in the second half of play in their black and red uniforms here tonight. There's a pass over to the right wing to Neville with the ball. Mariah Neville feeds it down low. The ball mishandled. Down picked up by Krolikowski. Her shot, she banks one home. Casey Krolikowski scores. She's got 10 points in the ball game. And now Krolikowski at the defensive end deflects that ball out of bounds. So it's a 32-26 ball game. We're in the third quarter now here at Grand Island Central Catholic High School. Hastings St. Cecilia trying to win their 21st ball game of the season here tonight. Hawkins are 20-3 on the year. There's a feed inside to Skok. Skok has it deflected away. It's picked up by Centura. That's going to be turnover number 4 on the Hawkins here in this basketball game. St. Cecilia with a 6-point lead, 32-26 here in this district championship game. Madison Myers with the ball comes over here to Neville. Out of the high post, that's going to be Gleason. Drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Shot good. Centura just taking the ball right to St. Cecilia right now. Gleason and Krolikowski, big part of that. And they're having some success against this Hawkett defense, much like Sandy Creek did in the sub-district game. 32-28, St. Cecilia now turns the ball away. Hamburger took it down the right side of the lane and ran into traffic, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. So back-to-back turnovers here for St. Cecilia. They've now got 5 for the ball game. We got ourselves a 4-point contest right now at 32-28. The girls' high school basketball action here tonight. Madison Myers brings the ball up now against Sheehy. Races it across the 10-second line. Bounce pass goes over on the wing on the right side. That's Neville with the ball. They go back door to Gleason. She grabs it, shoots, and scores. Annika Gleason now with 10 points in the ball game. That's 32-30. Back at the other end. A shot is up there and in. That's going to be Carly Wright with a driving layup there for St. Cecilia. I was just going to say, Centura scored the first 6 points there of the third quarter. Now we got ourselves a 4-point ball game at 34-30. Krolikowski down the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound Gleason. Following shot no good. Rebound knocked to the corner. It's picked up here by Farmer. Chandra Farmer has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Goal to the center of the floor. There's a feed to Hamburger. Her shot up there no good. Rebound Wright. Following shot is up there no good. Rebound Hamburger. Her shot no good. And the rebound still loose on the baseline. Goes out of bounds. And it's the last touch there by Annika Gleason of Centura. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 5:46 to play. Here in this third quarter, he's seeing St. Cecilia with a 4-point lead at 34-30. And now we've got an offensive foul called out here. An offensive foul going to be called out here at the top of the key. It's going to go on St. Cecilia. That's going to be a turnover there on the Hawkettes. The foul is going to go on Skok. That's going to be your first. So it's going to be Centura coming back with the ball. Down the right sideline, Madison Myers has got it. Comes to Krolikowski, just to the left of the circle. Picked up there by Carly Ryan of St. Cecilia. There's Gleason out beyond the three-point circle. Inside the charity stripe. A shot is put up there no good by Myers as he drives it down the left side of the lane. Now the ball is lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Centura ball. Last touch down there by Lucy Skok of St. Cecilia. So Centura will play things in. 5 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the third quarter. 34-30. Hawkins have the lead. Here's Centura with the ball. Krolikowski has got it. Dribbles to the elbow. Right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good over Wright. And Carly grabs the rebound. Carly Wright has got it for St. Cecilia down the far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Gets it in the hands of Hamburger. Now to Farmer. Sandra Farmer has got it out here. Centura is in a man-to-man defense. Down in the corner, Carly Wright. Bounce pass inside to Skok. She mishandles the ball. Now the scramble is on. It's going to be picked up by Krolikowski.
the sixth turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia, their third one here in the third quarter. Gronkowski hops to the baseline. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouled in the play by Wright. Valley Wright picks up her second personal foul for St. Cecilia. And that's going to send Casey Kronikowski to the free throw line. She is one out of two so far tonight from the line. She'll have two shots here as she was fouled in the act of shooting. 34-30 is the score. St. Cecilia with a four-point lead, and a free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Centura was two out of four on free throws in the first half of play. St. Cecilia 34, Centura 30. Here's the next shot. It's up there, and that one rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Skoke. So Kurlikowski misses on a pair of free throws. And now Farmer comes back the other way for Hastings St. Cecilia. Farmer out here at the top of the key has her pocket picked. A turnover. Mariah Neville has got the ball for Centura. She takes that ball away from Chandra Farmer. Turnover number seven on St. Cecilia. Down to 4:35 to play in the third quarter. 34-30. Hawkins have the lead. Myers has to Gleason. Drops it down low to Roth. Her shot is up there. No good. She's found in the play. Boy, Centura just taking the ball right to St. Cecilia right now, and the Hawkettes can't do anything with the with any of those plays inside. Lucy Skokes got her hands full here tonight. The foul goes on Wright. That's going to be her third, so now Farmer and Wright each with three personal fouls. Shot from the free throw line by Maddie Roth is going to be up there and in. She's now got 7 points in the ballgame. 34-31, Hastings St. Cecilia. Out on top by 3 points. Here's the next shot by Roth. That one is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Skoke. So it's a three-point ball game at 34-31. 4 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the third. Farmer drives it in the hole. Her shot good, and she's fouled in the play. Chandra Farmer gets the field goal for St. Cecilia, and she is fouled in the play here. Farmer goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. The foul's going to go on Mariah Neville. That's going to be her second foul. So Farmer to the free throw line. She's 2 of 2 so far tonight. Shot is up there, and the shot dances around the rim and down through the hole. And now Tim Farmer wants to call a timeout. Facing St. Cecilia calls the timeout, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. We'll have more after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Our district basketball coverage tonight brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings. Tomorrow, Hastings College basketball here on 1230 KHIS. The Hastings College women will play in the semifinals of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Tournament. It'll be 12th-ranked Hastings playing at 3rd-ranked Concordia tomorrow. Tip-off will be at 3 o'clock in Seward. We'll be on the air with a Pepsi pregame show at 2:45 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. 37-31 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a six-point lead. We're in this third period about halfway through, and now we've got a two to the whistle, and a traveling violation is called in Kronikowski as she brings it across the 10-second line against the St. Cecilia pressure. That's 10 turnovers now in Centura. St. Cecilia has got seven. Hawkins are back on top by 6 points at 37-31. Hawkins with the ball. Farmer has got it. Dribbles left to run across the top of the key and gets the ball in the hands of Hamburger. Now to Sheehy. Little Sheehy behind the Lucy Skoke screen. Now to Farmer for three. Shots off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Roth of Centura. Roth gets it away down to Kronikowski, and she'll bring things up. Carly Wright will be right in her face defensively. Kronikowski brings it across the midcourt stripe. Comes over here to Mariah Neville. Free throw line extended left side, picked up by Farmer. Inside the free throw circle, now to Gleason. Drives the ball against Hamburger, puts up a shot off the window, no good. Rebound to Skoke, and she's going to be fouled in a play. Skoke going to be fouled in a play here by Centura. And picking up the personal foul is going to be Maddie Roth. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Crusaders here in this, or team foul number two on the Centurions here in this second half of play. 37-31. Facing St. Cecilia with a six-point lead. Hawkeyes led at halftime, 32-24. Here's Hamburger for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound being tapped around, picked up by Josie Pervette. She loses the ball. Hamburger has got it. Now down the lane to Farmer. Her shot is up there and in. Sandra Farmer scores on the assist from Claire Hamburger. Farmer's now got 9 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia back out on top by a score of 39-31. Centura got the lead down to 2 points earlier in the quarter at 32-30. There's a pass down low. It's going to be intercepted. Another turnover in Centura. That's their 11th of the ball game. So St. Cecilia's got the ball. They're on a 7-1 run here in the past couple of minutes. Here's a Chandra Farmer down on the baseline. Bounce pass across the lane to prevent the ball knocked out of her hands, but a foul is going to be called. The foul here will go on the Centura. It's going to go on Maddie Roth. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number three on the Centurions here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hamburger gets things in to Farmer. She puts it on the floor, dribbles to her left, passes down to Hamburger. Claire Hamburger trying to drive it, moves it down on the baseline. Now moves it to the elbow, to the free throw line. Now Farmer has got it. Farmer looking to penetrate. She can't do it, so she stopped dead cold under tracks here at the free throw line. There's a long pass inside. It's going to be over the head of Stoke and a turnover on St. Cecilia. Brolikowski has got the ball now for the Centurions. Coming back the other way. Winds herself up the floor. Feeds it down on the baseline to Maddie Roth. Maddie Roth dribbles once. Down to Mariah Neville. Out here, free throw line extended left side to Gleason. There's a pass down low to Krolikowski. Her shot no good, but she's fouled into play. Krolikowski fouled into play there by Carly Wright. Check that. It's got to go on Sheehy. Little Sheehy picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number four on the Hawkettes. Going to the free throw line will be Maddie Roth now for Centura. He's got to, rather, this is Krolikowski going to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Krolikowski now with the 11 points in the ball game. She's 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Here comes Kissinger into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. And also Reagan Esch, Sheehy, and Lucy Scope coming to the bench for the Hawkettes. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be good. But the bucket is not going to count. We had Gleason to move away from the lane early before Krolikowski even shot the free throw. So Krolikowski gets one taken away from her. So it's a 39-32 ball game. So a mistake there by Annika Gleason. She left the lane before Krolikowski even put up a shot. 39-32 is the score. It's a 7-point lead for St. Cecilia. Hawkins out of the ball. Kissinger has got it now to Reagan Esch. Skip pass goes over to Farmer on the wing on the left side. Farmer dribbling the ball in the lane, spins, takes it down the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Nice move by Chandra Farmer for St. Cecilia. She's got 11 points in the ball game, and the Hawkettes now lead by a score of 41-32 here in the ball game. Here comes Centura back in their offensive zone. Neville has got it to Roth. She drops it down low. It's off of the fingertips of Gleason, but it was tipped out of her hands there by Prevent. They give the ball to Centura, so the Centurions will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 1:16 to play here in the third quarter. Centura is trailing. Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 41-32. They get things into the corner to Emily Wells now for Centura. Wells, bounce pass goes inside to Roth. Her turnaround jumper on the baseline is going to be no good. Rebound Kissinger. Cameron Kissinger gets the ball away now to Chandra Farmer. Hustles back the other way now for the Hawkettes. Chandra Farmer dribbling with the basketball. Starts off right, now left, stops. Feeds over there to Claire Hamburger. She dribbles to the top of the key. Now down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good off of the window. Claire Hamburger scores. She got 15 in the ball game. St. Cecilia has their biggest lead in the contest now at 43-32 here. Late in the third quarter of play, Centura needs the bucket to stay in this thing. There's Mariah Neville with the ball. Out on top now to Gleason. Down low. There's a shot up there. No good by Roth. Rebound comes down to Prevet. Now to Farmer. Into the forecourt to Reagan Esch. Esch out to Farmer. Wants to pull the trigger from three. Looks again from three. Passes up. Goes over here to Hamburger. Now to Kissinger. At the top of the key. Backs up. Gets it now to Farmer. St. Cecilia will play for the final shot here of this third quarter. We're down to 10 seconds to play. Hawkins have an 11-point lead. 43-32. Josie Prevet. Now to Farmer. Farmer backs up. Farmer comes over to Hamburger. She launches up a three. Her shot's off of the back iron. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books here. The district championship ball game in Class C2, District 5. Hastings Saints is still with the lead. It's the Hawkettes 43, Centura 32.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, fourth quarter is underway. It's 43-32. Hastings St. Cecilia with an 11-point lead. Centura's got the ball in their offensive end. Here's Madison Myers with it now to Gleason. Lobs the ball down low. Krolikowski grabs her. Shot is no good. Misses the bunny. And the rebound comes down here to Hamburger for St. Cecilia. Blair Hamburger into the forward court. Reganesh for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Gleason. Annika Gleason with the ball down to Krolikowski. She bobbles it, but gets it put down there before the traveling call. Krolikowski comes into the forward court. Down the dribble to Madison Myers to Gleason. Lobs it down low to Rother. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Kissinger. They find this, trying the same play both times on the floor the last two possessions. Here's a Farmer with the ball, drives it all the way to the baseline, can't put up a shot, comes out to Josie Prevent on the wing. Josie Prevent holding the ball high above her head, not a Farmer. 6:35 to play here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia with an 11-point lead, 43-32. Farmer goes to Claire Hamburger. Claire Hamburger out here near the 10-second line. Centura is playing a man-to-man defense. Hamburger trying to drive it. Now back out to Farmer. Not any pressure out here on the perimeter right now. St. Cecilia is just running some clock right now. Farmer behind his screen. Now reverses the ball and gets it to Hamburger. Over to Reganesh. Fakes the three. Dribbles the ball to the hole. And a traveling violation is called on Esch. Traveling violation is called on Esch. That's going to be her ninth, or actually the ninth turnover on St. Cecilia in the ball game. Sheehy comes in. Kissinger is going to come out. Reganesh also checking out of the ball game, and now Centura wants to call a timeout. Centura calls the timeout, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. We'll have more after this.
Gary Michaels Clothiers has you covered for whatever Mother Nature has in store. Save 50% on all remaining men's and ladies' fall and winter clothing. So shop now for some terrific bargains. Those warmer days are ahead, so let Gary Michaels Clothiers dress you for those special occasions, such as weddings and graduations, with the most requested sale, the Early Bird Spring Promotion. Purchase any suit or sport coat at regular price and receive a free shirt and tie, a $100 value. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings or Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
The Actress is leading York after three quarters, 38-37. Hastings out on top of Holdridge by a score of 39-33. That's after three quarters. Again, the Tigers are looking for their first state tournament berth since 1998. That's 17 years, and the Tigers are just 8 minutes away from making it back to state. Hastings 39 and Holdridge 33. Our scoreboard updates tonight brought to you by Furniture Direct on South Burlington and Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In, or online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Shot from the free throw line by Gleason. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. So still a 43-32 ball game. That's the way we started this fourth quarter of play. Nobody has scored yet in the first 2 minutes of this final period. Here's a Chandra Farmer with the ball. Down between the circles now. Little Sheehy has got it. Not a hamburger. Puts it on the floor and dribbles to the wing on the right side. Out to Farmer. Fakes the three. Takes it down the lane. The ball swatted away. Scramble is on and is picked up here by Centura. Picked up by Neville. That's turnover number 10 on St. Cecilia in the ball game. Madison Myers with the ball. Now to Emily Wells. Back out on top. That's going to be Roth with it. Bounce pass goes down low to Gleason. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Boy, Centura getting some good looks at the basket down there with just a couple of feet of the hole, but they can't convert. Now a foul is going to be called out here in three-point territory. That's going to go on to Krolikowski. That's going to be your first. Centura's just missed way too many bunnies there within about 2 or 3 feet of the basket. And they'd be right back into this ball game here. Here comes Carly Wright back into the ball game now. Farmer will come to the bench. 5:07 to play in the ball game. It's 43-32. Hastings Saints to say with an 11-point lead. Hawkins have the ball. Hamburger has got it. Races it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass down to Wright on the baseline. Her shot from 12 is up there, no good. Rebound Scope. Follow shot, no good. Rebound Josie Prevett. Josie gets it out to Hamburger. Fates dribbles inside. 10 further, good. Blair Hamburger scores. He's now got 17 in the ball game, leading the way for the Hawkins so far in this ball game. St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 45-32. If Centura is going to have to make a run, they're going to have to do it here soon. We got 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, the Hawkins now have a 13-point lead. Gronkowski with the ball at the top of the key. Gronkowski gets it to Maddie Roth. Roth is picked up there by Lucy Skoke. Bounce pass comes out here to Krolikowski. Gets away from Wright, dribbles the ball down the lane, and she can be fouled in the play. It's going to be a personal foul call here on St. Cecilia. Lucy Skoke picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 5 on the Hawkins. But this will be a shooting foul. Krolikowski will go to the free throw line. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She's down 3 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. Krolikowski has got 12 points in the ballgame. Hamburger checks out. Here comes Chandra Farmer back into the ballgame. Next shot by Krolikowski is up there and in. So she's got 13. The St. Cecilia lead is now 11 points at 45-34. St. Cecilia with the ball back in their offensive zone. And now Centura will match up. They're going to have to put a little pressure on the Hawkins nut right now. Farmer gets away, dribbles it down the lane, and her shot is up there and in. Farmer finds her seen in the defense and took it right to the hole. She's got 13 in the ball game. 47-34, under 4 minutes to play now here in this district championship ball game. Madison Myers with the ball. Madison Myers gets it in the hands of Krolikowski. Krolikowski picked up there by Carly Wright. Krolikowski feeds it over on the wing on the right side. That's Gleason with the ball. Gleason on the right sideline to Emily Wells. Wells moves it to the elbow on the right side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. To Madison Myers. To Krolikowski for 3. That shot's off of the mark. No good. Rebound brought down there by Roth. Out to Krolikowski for 3. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Skoke. Lucy Skoke has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Now to Chandra Farmer. Farmer runs it into the forecourt. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Wright. Dribble penetration. Now bounce pass down to the left baseline. And shot is up there and in by Sheehy. Little Sheehy scores. She's got 12 points in the ball game, and the Hawkins are out on top by 15. 49-34 now. 3 minutes to play. Chandra Farmer now with a steal. Farmer takes the ball. Her jump stop. Her shot is up there and in. Chandra Farmer gets the steal, and she gets the field goal. Farmer has now got 15 points in the ball game, and the Hawkins are running away and hiding now in this basketball game. 51-34 is the score with 2 minutes and 46 seconds to play. And now we've got a timeout called here by Centura. The Centurions call a timeout, 2:42 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 51, Centura 34.
It's your last chance to cash in at the Truck Month event going on now at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Huge selections of 1,500, 2,500 crews and quads must go now. Free 3-year maintenance with each new Ram sold. Come visit Great Plains today, North Highway 281 in Hastings, where the service is great and the prices are even better.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball coverage tonight. Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters, located in Hastings. Centura scored only 10 points here in the second half. They've got only two so far here in the fourth quarter. And the Hawkins have opened up a 51-34 lead over Centura. Winner moves on to the Girls State High School basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. Hastings St. Cecilia already there if they happen to stumble here tonight. They've got enough wild card points to get into the state tournament. Centura's got to win this ball game to advance. But so far, the Hawkins have a 17-point lead. There's a shot up there and in by Roth, and she fouled it a play. The last thing that St. Cecilia needed there. Maddie Roth gets the field goal to go down. She's got 9 points in the ball game. And now Roth will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. 51-34 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Centura. The Hawkettes looking to go to 21-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wright. Probably Wright with the ball. As they get it down to Farmer, she drives it the rest of the way and goes right to the hole and scores. Sandra Farmer now with 17 in the ball game for St. Cecilia. And the Hawkettes are out on top by a score of 53-34. Here's a Casey Krolikowski with the ball for Centura. Krolikowski gets away from Wright, dribbles to the free throw line, and her pass left side of the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Sheehy. Now the Farmer stops, puts up a shot, good. Sandra Farmer scoring. She's now got 19 points in the ball game. Hawkettes lead by 19 points, 55-36. So Centura played the Hawkettes tough for the first half, but tell you what, the second half has belonged to Hastings St. Cecilia. They're blowing Centura out of here. There's a Roth with the ball down in the short left baseline. Her shot over Skoke is going to be good. Maddie Roth now with 11 in the ball game, 55-38. Hawkettes have the lead with a 1:32 left now. Here in this fourth quarter to play, Farmer has got the ball. Lucy Skoke brings it back to Farmer. Back inside to Lucy Skoke, drives it down the lane. The ball is lost off of her leg, out of bounds, and a turnover in St. Cecilia. 11 turnovers on the Hawkins in the ball game. Here comes a Cameron Kissinger into the ball game. Reagan Esch is going to come in. Also coming in for the Hawkins will be Claire Rasmussen. And also coming to the ball game for St. Cecilia is going to be Melody O'Callaghan. Coming in now is going to be McKenzie Goreski for the Centurions. So a minute and 23 seconds to play. Here in this basketball game, Hastings St. Cecilia will move to the state tournament. They will play next Thursday down in Lincoln. Again, the official pairings will be out sometime tomorrow from the Nebraska School Activities Association. They'll get their first round opponent. There's a turnover on Centura. It's picked up here by Reagan Esch. That's the 14th turnover on the Centurion so far here in this basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia comes back with the ball on their offensive end. Reagan Esch has got it. Esch hands it away to Cameron Kissinger. Kissinger down to a little Sheehy. Little Sheehy dribbling of the ball, takes it to the free throw line. The ball swatted away. It is loose. The scramble is on and is picked up here by Centura. Emily Krolikowski gets the ball down to four. Driving layup is up there and in. Carly Nitsch scoring there. As now a 55-40 ball game with 42 seconds to play. There's a little Sheehy with the ball out here in three-point territory. Sheehy behind his screen from Kissinger. They move it down in the corner. That's Reagan Esch with the ball. Skip pass comes over here to Melody O'Callaghan. Down to Sheehy. Sheehy gives the ball away to Reagan Esch. Down to 25 seconds to play. Here's Sheehy. Long three. No good. Rebounded by Casey Krolikowski for Centura. She runs it down the right side of the lane. Cuts it toward the baseline. Her shot from 10 is up there. No good. Rebound Centura. Follow shot is up there. No good by Goreski. Ball is still loose and is picked up by Sheehy of St. Cecilia. Little Sheehy with the ball. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Hastings St. Cecilia, the district champions in Class C2, District 5, as they knock off the Centurions of Centura tonight on a score of 55-40. So Hastings St. Cecilia will play next in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament down in Lincoln. Next Thursday, they'll have a record of 21-3. It appears the Hawkins will be the number two seed behind Crofton next week. So the Hawkins will play next Thursday. I think the starting time is going to be somewhere around 10:45 if indeed they get the number two seed. But again, the official pairings will be out tomorrow by the Nebraska School Activities Association. Centura is going to end the year with a mark of 18 wins and 9 losses. Centura wins it tonight by a score of 55-40 over Centura. We've got our post-game show coverage coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball coverage here tonight brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings. So the Saints Asaya Hawkins, the Class C2 District 5 champs here tonight. They knock off Centura by a score of 55-40. Centura played them tough in the first quarter of play. We were tied up at 14 points apiece. At the end of one, St. Cecilia able to open up a 8-point lead by halftime at 32-24. But Centura then comes out and scores the first 6 points of the third quarter. The pull within 2 points at 32-30. But then they scored just 2 points the rest of the way. St. Cecilia went on an 11-1 run. And actually an 11-2 run the rest of the way. And it was 43-32 going into the fourth and final quarter. And the Hawkins win it tonight by a score of 55-40 over Centura. So the Hawkins will move to the state tournament next week. The record will be 21 wins and 3 losses. Centura, their season is over. They're marked 18 wins and 9 losses. So now the Hawkins are chomping down the nets here at the Crusader Gym at Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll have the trophy presentation and a whole lot more as we continue on here on post-game activity. St. Cecilia winning it tonight, 55-40. We'll get you the final numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings, shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. For Centura, they got 13 points in the ball game tonight from Casey Krolikowski. Krolikowski, she knocks down 1 3-pointer in the basketball game. She had three two-point field goals, and she was 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. So Krolikowski scores 13. Maddie Roth, she had 11 points, so a couple of Centurions in double figures tonight. Annika Gleason also was in double figures as she scores 10. The other scorers for Centura, Emily Wells had 3 points. Carly Nitsch, she had 2 points. And Mariah Neville, she ends up with 1. Centura, 6 out of 13 from the free throw line in the basketball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia, they were 8 out of 11 from the line. They had 3 players in double figures. Only 5 players scored tonight for the Hawkins. Chandra Farmer leads the way. She had 19 points in the ball game. Claire Hamburger had 17. Little Sheehy had 12. Charlie Wright had 6 points, and Josie Prevett had 1. Again, the Hawkins were 8 out of 11 from the free throw line in this basketball game here tonight. The final scoring numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings, located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. Stick around. We got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to high school basketball coverage on 1230 KHAS.
play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Shop local, save big at ShopWheelerDealer.com to subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. ShopWheelerDealer.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
So again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Centura. Final score of 55-40. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Again, we had three girls in double figures tonight for St. Cecilia. Chandra Farmer scores 19 points. Claire Hamburger had 17. And Little Sheehy scores 12 points in the ball game. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be their leading scorer, and now the all-time leading scorer in St. Cecilia basketball history. She took over the top spot with her performance last week in the sub-district over Donovan Trumbull and Sandy Creek. Chandra Farmer, she took over the all-time scoring lead from her older sister, Alyssa. Alyssa Farmer took over the all-time scoring lead from Alyssa. She's now number one on the charts. Chandra Farmer, our player of the game tonight, she scores 19 points in the basketball game. Chandra Farmer had 8 field goals, and she was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. She picked up 3 fouls in the first half of play, but finished the ball game with 3. Chandra Farmer, 19 points, lead Hastings St. Cecilia to the victory tonight over Centura by a score of 55-40. Chandra Farmer, our player of the game tonight for the Hawkettes. Stick around. The Coach's Post Game Show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The Coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Now let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the Coach's post-game show.
Well, as you might expect, a lot of district championship post-game activities are taking place on the floor. They're just now getting the second net chopped down here. Saint Cecilia should be used to this stuff. They know how to get those nets down. You see, this is not their first district championship they've ever won. And now they got the photos and everything else that has to be taken on the floor here. So may not get to hear from head coach Tim Farmer following this district championship win here tonight over Centura. Again, the final score was 55-40 here in this basketball game. Check the final numbers in the ball game. Brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Remember, you can find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more by shopping at the Food Cupboard. They're located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. Hastings St. Cecilia hit 54% of their field goals in this ball game tonight. They were 22 out of 41. Centura, 16 out of 34 for 47%. St. Cecilia just 3 out of 11 from three-point territory, 27%. Centura was 2 out of 7 for 29%. Rebounds, St. Cecilia had 29, Centura had 19. The Hawkettes had 10 offensive rebounds and 17 on defense. Centura had 3 offensive rebounds and 16 on defense. Turnovers, St. Cecilia had 12, Centura had 14. St. Cecilia had 7 steals in the ball game. Centura had 7. St. Cecilia had 1 block shot. The Centurions also had 1 block shot. On free throws, St. Cecilia was 8 out of 11 for 73%, and Centura 6 out of 13 for 46%. We are tied up at 14 points apiece after the first quarter of play. Hawkins led 32-24 at halftime. St. Cecilia leading 43-32 after 3, and St. Cecilia wins it tonight by a score of 55-40. Hawkins move to the state tournament next week with a mark of 21 wins and 3 losses on the season. In the game stats tonight, brought to you by the Food Cupboard at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street. And Hastings, shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. Take a timeout here. You're listening to high school basketball coverage on 1230 KHAS.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, New View Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from New View Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with New View Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
All right, the post-game activities are continuing on the floor here at the Crusader Gym in Grand Island following the win by Hastings St. Cecilia over Centura. Final score of 55-40. We're going to get you a scoreboard update before we get out of here tonight. The scores, as usual, brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Congratulations to the Hastings High basketball team, the girls basketball team, the Tigers, heading to the state tournament in Lincoln for the first time since 1998. Hastings High picked up a win tonight over Holdridge, 52-41, to win the B5 District Championship. So Hastings St. Cecilia and Hastings High both playing in the state tournament next Thursday in Lincoln. Congratulations, Hastings High, and their head coach in Greg Mays. The Tigers knock off Holdridge tonight by a score of 52-41 to win the district championship at Grand Island Senior High. Checking some other scores, Friend tonight won the district championship. As they're headed back to the state tournament, they beat Bruning Davenport Shickley by a score of 49-45. Sutton will also be there. The Phillies winners over Nebraska Christian tonight by a score of 45-28. Connie Catholic is also qualified. The Stars beat Central City tonight 50-29. Crofton, they won their district championship tonight. The number one ranked Crofton team 65-19. Over Plainview, so they're the defending champs in Class C2, number one ranked team, and they roll tonight over Plainview 65-19 to win their district championship. And Blue Hill also in the state tournament next week. the Bobcats winners over Axtell by a score of 50-27. So this is some of the early scores that we have in. And Central Nebraska doing very, very well with Blue Hill, Kearney Catholic, Sutton, Hastings High, and Hastings St. Cecilia all playing in the state tournament beginning next Thursday down in Lincoln. Our scores tonight brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings, located just south of the Sonic Drive-In on South Burlington, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow afternoon. You're on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College women will play in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament in Seward. The 12th-ranked Broncos will take on the 3rd-ranked Concordia Bulldogs tomorrow. Airtime will be at 2:45 for the Pepsi pregame show, 3 o'clock for the tip-off. 3rd-ranked Concordia and 12th-ranked Hastings coming up tomorrow on 1230 KHAS. So I wrap things up from Grand Island here tonight. For my producer and engineer, Bailey Crow, for my statistician, Gene Shaw, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Grand Island.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.